The North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is convening this week in Anchorage to tackle the thorny issue of Chinook salmon bycatch within the Bering Sea pollock industry. The council will consider implementing a cap on king bycatch, beyond which pollock fishing would be curtailed or shut down. Paul Korchin from KNOM reports.
NOM's Charlie Lean is director of the Fisheries Division for Norton Sound Economic Development Corporation and says they have a big stake in the issue.
The conundrum that our board has, the NSCDC board is faced with, is that pollock is one of our bread and butter fisheries. It's responsible for more than half our revenue, I think. So we don't want to see our pollock opportunity reduced greatly. On the other hand, we have some of the most critically reduced Chinook harvests in all of Bering Sea. We think we do a lot of good works with our money. We plow a great deal of our revenue back into the region in one way or another.
NSEDC is one of six community development quota groups in Western Alaska, which are each allotted a valuable percentage of the massive pollock fishery, worth roughly $1 billion annually. Pollock is a plentiful white fish that ends up in everything from imitation crab to filet-o-fish sandwiches. The trouble, Lean says, is the company the fish keep.
Chinook associate with pollock. Pollock are a bottom fish. They're a cod fish. King salmon eat pollock and some of the same species. So they're in close association, and it's very difficult to separate them completely. Some years it's easier, and some years it's not.
Chinook bycatch spiked at 122,000 fish a couple of years ago, and that's led to calls for stricter bycatch regulations. Some believe a low cap is the answer. The Bering Sea Fishermen's Association, for instance, is arguing for a bycatch limit of about 32,000 kings. BSFA Director Karen Gillis says recent trends suggest there's little room for regulatory leniency.
From 2000 to 2007, the average catches of Chinook salmon in Western Alaska decreased substantially compared to the previous decade. So for the Norton Sound region, the decline of the catches for Chinook salmon is 61%. For the Yukon River, it's 47%, and for the Kuskokwim, 41%. It would be safe to say that any returning Chinook is important. Chinook salmon are the most prized among all the fish species throughout the entire North Pacific by subsistence, commercial, and sport users alike. So we should be doing everything we can to keep bycatch as low as possible.
Gillis says it's not simply organizations like hers that want to see a low cap.
We did recently distribute a newsletter we send out periodically, The Fair Advocate, and the focus The entire focus of the advocate for the March issue was Chinook salmon bycatch related. And the response to that from individuals within the AYK and Bristol Bay was incredible.
Others favor a higher cap. NSEDC is arguing for a Chinook bycatch limit of 47,500 fish. Lean says that falls in the middle of the options being considered by the council.
High number caps like 87,000 we felt were just over the top high. The low numbers, like in the 30,000 range, we were worried that they might actually have the inverse effect from what was intended. When you put really strict limits on a commercial fishery, what happens is that if the fleet believes that it's an impossible goal, rather than trying to avoid Chinook, there's going to be those bad actors within the fleet that go, gee, there's no way we're going to hit that low goal. And so I better make hay while the sun shines. I'm going to go out there. I'm going to put all the big boat and nets in there, and I'm just going to catch as many fish as I can in the short term so that I increase my share over those people that are trying to be the good guy. We were not interested in creating a horse race for fish.
Whatever happens this week, Gillis says they're looking for a long-term and equitable response to the problem.
Commercial fisheries have been shut down. Subsistence fisheries have been restricted and sometimes, literally closed so that these Chinook salmon can meet their minimum escapement goals. If these individuals whose lifeblood are these salmon have to conserve and reduce their use, it only makes sense to share that burden with the pollock industry.
The North Pacific Council meets at the Anchorage Hilton through April 7th. Public in-person testimony is being accepted. In Nome, I'm Paul Korchin.